This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, how you feeling about the Tigers? Less than 4 hours away from opening day in Los Angeles, Chavez Ravine, Dodger Stadium, where I hear that you better leave now if you want to get to the ballpark for first pitch, and you better be prepared to be in traffic 4 hours after the game. I hear it's a bitch to go to a Dodgers game.
I've driven past it, never been there.
Yeah.
Kind of like a hole in the ground, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, it's their hole in the ground.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, it's like the third oldest stadium in Major League Baseball behind Fenway and Wrigley. But how are you feeling? Do you choose to focus on the positive or do you choose to focus on the negative? And by the way, first home run of the season, Austin Wells for the Yankees has the first home run in 2025.
So this means that the announcer has to make the obligatory. He's on pace to get 162 home runs this year.
I hope they do.
I hope they don't.
He is.
I look at this, but I was going to mention before the break, I look at this Tiger team and it reminds me a lot with all the injuries, rigor. It kind of parallels the Lions at the end where they had to rely on the offense because the defense, it just seems like people were falling left and right. You got to rely on this pitching staff. They have to come out there and get it done. They can't afford to have a bad day ever. That's not fair. But when you're looking at everybody who's the other eight behind you, the other seven behind you, it's not a vote of confidence. You just got to go out there and you have to strike people out. So you have a good pitching staff. Chris Fetter has worked miracles. That's why I keep saying, stay 500. If you can get above that, great. You're in a bad division. Buy yourself some time. Just don't fall on your face. Now, you don't get to play the White Sox like you did last year. It seemed like they played them like 10 times in the first 12 games. You don't get that
luxury.
You
still get to play them 18, 16 times.
Right.
So, you know,
but I mean,
16 guaranteed wins.
Last year, they jumped out the gate and you started like, oh, okay. And then, you know, not so good, but then they bounced back at the end. Just, it's going to be on the pitching staff. This pitching staff can go out there and get it done. Then, yes, I will feel better about this team. But right now, I don't have a feeling because this team looks incomplete. So I can't give them a grade because they don't seem like they're there.
Well, you had a great question, though.
Oh.
You had a great positive question.
Yes.
We'll take your calls. And by the way, I screwed it up. Ohtani hit a home run in Tokyo. So Austin Wells has the second home run of the season. Okay. Or maybe there were more home runs than I even read. Anybody watch those games? They were 6 in the morning. Come on. Did those count?
You didn't watch them?
Did you?
Yeah. Oh. Set the alarm clock.
Better man than me. All right, go on.
All right, so Tigers spring training. Some Tigers had some success in spring training, one of which I think we all kind of wrote off. But of these three Tigers,
yes,
who had success this spring, which one do you think can continue and keep it going through the regular season.
Oh, this is exciting. I like this.
Spencer Torkelson,
Yeah.
In 19 games, he hit a batting average of 340. He had 17 hits, 5 home runs. He had an OPS of 1.069.
Woo!
Okay?
That's amazing. If he does that, he's MVP.
Casey Mize pitched in 6 games, 19 innings pitched, gave up 11 hits, 4 runs. He had an ERA of 1.89, 25 strikeouts, a whip of 1.
Okay.
Jackson Jobe, 16.1 innings pitched, gave up 6 runs, had an ERA of 3.86. He had 16 strikeouts, a whip of 0.98. Of those three, Torque, Mize, Jobe, who rolls this thing over and continues that success in the regular season?
I noticed you didn't bring up Baez, who had a 184 average and a 647 OPS.
What? See, he can't help himself, Kenny.
Well, it's ridiculous that Javi's on this team. But of the three,
I go Torque, Jobe. Mize, Jobe.
I don't trust Torque at all, despite having a really good spring, and he should be celebrated for that. He made this team when they didn't want him to make the team. So I don't believe he's all that clutch. I don't think he's going to have a good season. I don't believe in him, so I'm going to say no to him. Jackson Jobe, I would say yes. I mean, that guy's so electric. Now, he might have some rookie pains for sure.
Right.
But I do believe, as far as fourth starters go, in rotations, I think he could be one of the best in all of baseball. I don't think he's going to be Paul Skeens, but the spin rate is insane. The arm is electric. I say Jackson Jobe's the one I believe in the most. Casey Mize, like, you just say no, because he's coming off the injuries, and it seems like he's been a bust, and the Tigers wanted to haggle with him over $18,000. But he's throwing harder, and according to them, the shapes look great, and everything has improved with Casey Mize. So I would say my most confident, Jobe. Second most confident is Mize, and third is Torque, who I am not confident in the least. But see, I hope he proves me wrong.
Now, see, Torque is the one that I'm most confident in.
Because interesting.
I think Torque is a guy that just needed to see himself hit the ball. I think that he needed that confidence. I think that he was going up to the plate, striking out, just not clutch at all. And then the frustration kicked in, and then he started to overcompensate, and then he started to basically battle himself in his own head. This spring, he started to look natural again. He started to look like that guy that they drafted. So, yeah, I think that for him, it's like a shooter. Once you see the ball start going in the net, okay, I feel confident again. Now I'm back. I think in Torque's case, Torque feels like he's back. I don't think he's going to, you know, extrapolate those numbers for the regular season.
No.
But, yes, he is somebody that I think he was already told, you're probably not going to make the team. Everybody got injured. Oh, wait, just kidding. You're going to make the team now. He goes out in spring training, gets it done.
Maybe he needed that. Maybe he needed to stare the end of his career in his face, right? And realize, like, wow, if I don't start producing.
Because remember, he didn't want to do any of the mechanics. He didn't want to do all the special things that the Tigers wanted him to do. You know, with the state-of-the-art batting cages. Nah, I can do it on my own.
All right, so who's your second that you have the most confidence in of those three?
Second? I think it's Casey Mize.
Mize. And then the third last is Jobe, just because he's a rookie.
Because he is a rookie. Okay. And I don't know how many games he's going to be up here. He's going to be on a very strict.
Oh, don't say that.
He's going to be on a very strict pitch count.
No, don't say that. Okay. I don't want to believe that.
Okay.
It is going to piss you off, though, when Jackson Jobe is dealing in a game in April and he's at about 74 pitches in the fifth inning, and they don't let him come back in the sixth.
Right.
It's going to make you so angry. At least it's going to make me angry. So 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. Of the three studs in the spring, Mize, Jobe, Torque, who do you have the most faith that he continues it? And then do you choose to believe the positive or the negative about this team as we approach opening day, which is later on today in Dodger Stadium? Well, to get to your calls next, Kenny's got some ticket text, 97 on the ticket.